My name is Karina and you are listening to the Picture House podcast. I am here with a very, very special guest of the very acclaimed The Miseducation of Cameron Post, which is soon to be screening in all of our cinemas very soon. But I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chloe Grace Moretz and I play Cameron Post.
Excellent. Tell us about the film. What's the elevator pitch?
So the movie is called The Miseducation of Cameron Post and it centers around a young woman who is your seemingly average teenager, except for the fact that she's gay and she gets caught on prom night making out with her best friend in the backseat of her boyfriend's car. And her aunt, after consulting with the church, decides to send her away to conversion therapy camp. From there, it deals with the psycho-manipulation of being within the camp, but it ultimately focuses on the interpersonal relationships that are built from being a gay person and meeting other gay people like yourself for the first time and realizing that you're not alone.
Yeah, I thought I got a lot from the screening that I saw, and it was very, very beautiful and such a character-driven story. And I loved the complexities of your role and how it was a very much a coming-of-age story.
Yeah.
And it was just very bizarre as well to have all these problematic children, in inverted commas, come together when actually that's probably probably against what they actually wanted to achieve in the first place.
Exactly. Well, it's what we always laugh at because they take kids from a normal society and they're putting all these gay kids together in a camp to live together bed to bed.
Yeah.
So you're like, I don't know what you were thinking was going to happen here, but it wasn't what you were setting out to do.
There's a slight comedy in there somewhere. It's like, really?
Oh, most definitely.
So you've been on a bit of a work hiatus.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You've been working since 5?
Yep.
How many years have you been working now? Oh, how old are you? 20?
21.
Okay,
21.
So you've actually basically had a whole career. So you could retire now if you want. You can just
I could retire now, but from the hiatus, trying not to retire.
But you said of Cameron Post that coming across this film, coming across this script, that this was the path of your career that you wanted to go on. Can you expand on that? What was it about Cameron Post that you thought, right,
this is it.
Yeah, going to come back.
Yeah, so I'd taken like a year and a half off. And through that time, I had traveled alone and I listened to a bunch of different stuff and read a bunch of different things and immersed myself in situations that I'd never really been in. And through the scripts I had read, none of them were really connecting to me or at least showing me a different perspective that I hadn't already heard or seen. And this was the first movie that, you know, I think this is a testament to Desiree Akhavan, our director. But this is the first movie that the perspective was one of which I hadn't seen before. The tone of the story was different. It had this levity to it in the midst of so much depravity. It found the silver lining within the darkness, which spoke to me in a lot of really personal ways, of course, having two gay brothers in my family and growing up, you know, in the community with them. It just struck a chord. And it also gave me the opportunity to meld my activism with my art and entertainment, which I think, especially in this day and age, is something that is very important to me.
So is that something that you want to continue into the rest of your career with a more activist streak?
Definitely. I mean, you know, I've always been an activist personally, you know, campaigning for Hillary Clinton and being an advocate for the LGBT community and going to a bunch of different rallies. But I hadn't really had the opportunity or really made it a point in my life to put that into my art. And perspective was key. And working with a director like Desi, who is a queer Iranian American woman.
We love Desiree Akhavan. We
love her.
We are massive fans. I take it you've obviously seen Appropriate Behavior.
Yes, of course.
One of my favorite movies.
Incredible movie. Yeah. But I mean, you know, I think it's the way that she handles adversity. She's a woman that's been faced with so many obstacles in her life, but she doesn't focus on the obstacles. And that's what is true for growing up with adversity in your life, is you don't live every day sitting in a corner and just focusing on the barrage of issues. You try to overcome.
I was very excited to hear that this was her second big screen outing. And like I said, as soon as I saw it at Sundance, we're like, great. And we brought it over again for Sundance London over in May.
Yeah.
It was great. It was super. Here at Pitch House, we are big cinema fans. We love watching films up on the big screen in the way that
actually
we believe
seeing it,
that
going
they
to a
should
theater.
Be appreciated. But what's your relationship with cinema like? Do you go a lot? What's the last thing you saw?
I try to. Yeah, I mean, I try to go I try to go as much as possible. In LA, we have ArcLight, and that's kind of like our easy one that has a bunch of the good art house films. The last one I saw was Eighth Grade. That was a really good one.
That's another Sundance hit that we brought over for London. Yes, yeah. Awesome.
It's a great film. They were there at the same time as us, Sundance. And I love going to the cinema. I know it's so hard with things being convenient on the computer, but it's just, I mean, being an actor and a filmmaker myself, I find it so wrong to watch something on my computer. I was on a plane the other day and I watched one of my Netflix shows I downloaded onto my phone, and I watched it and I was like, this is not okay. I was like, I shouldn't be downloading anything onto my phone.
That's really refreshing to hear, especially somebody of your generation to be like, no, we need to get to the cinema. That's
I look
great.
At these like 16-year-olds now, and they have their phones buried into their faces and they watch everything on it. And I'm so taken aback by that. I'm like, the first time you've ever seen a movie is just going to be you and your friends watching on a phone?
So we're screening The Miseducation of Cameron Post as part of our Women's Work season, which I'm promoting a lot over the summer. And it politely reminds us that there is a lot of great work for women going on in cinema.
Yeah.
But we also want to make sure that women's work in film is brought to the forefront. With that in mind, are there any female directors that you want to work with in the future? Or would filmmaking be something that you'd want to do?
Definitely, yeah. I'm actually starting... My brother and I are directing together. We're doing our first project at the beginning of next year, which is really exciting. It's a short film, so we're taking it slow. Easy first. But yeah, you know, filmmaking is, I think, been inherent to me since I was a little girl. I was never just an actor. I was always interested in what, you know, the cinematographer was doing, or what was the reason for the shot composition, or, you know, I was just always interested in filmmaking as a whole. So for sure, I'm very excited to get into that. But yeah, I mean, you know, I think a big thing for me is just listening to the new filmmakers coming out right now and watching, you know, like Maggie Betts, who did Novitiate. You know, I think that she's a really, really rad filmmaker. And there's just so many incredible young women coming out and putting their stamp and perspective on stories that we might have heard told before, but in a different way. Like our story. I mean, this movie is, for all intents and purposes, The Breakfast Club, but with a conversion therapy camp and a bunch of gay kids. It's just the perspective that changes, which is... you know, important.
Certainly more things that we want on screen is alternative perspectives for sure.
Exactly.
We cannot wait to open Cameron Post in our cinemas. So thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
And all the best with it.
Yeah, thanks.